Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 27. A Message of Healing for the Church. In former times, faithful ministers pleaded with God that the haughty hearts of church members might realize and feel deeply the meaning of redemption, and seek to learn the meekness and lowliness of Jesus. In all churches there are serious-minded people who sense that something is wrong. They feel deeply that a revival of true godliness is the greatest and most urgent of all our needs. They see pride in the church, hypocrisy, deception, vanity of dress, frivolity, and amusement. They see a desire for supremacy. All these sins can cloud the mind so that eternal realities cannot be discerned. Even though we now sense a lack of revival and reformation, there are beautiful pictures of success that describe the future of God's work. This gospel will be preached in all the world, says Jesus confidently. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance. Jesus likened his people to wineskins that cannot hold new wine unless they are also made new. If through faith in Christ we will become new wineskins, he will fill us with the new wine of precious New Testament truth. God will give additional light, and old truths that have long been lost will be recovered and replaced. One interest will prevail, one subject will swallow up every other, the pure, unadulterated gospel of Christ our righteousness. This last message is to be simple, beautiful, and always interesting. The future in God's plan has to be good news. As we discover what that most precious message is, we shall find that it differs from what is commonly assumed to be the doctrine of righteousness by faith. We shall find that popular ideas outside of the Bible have infiltrated our thinking so that Christ seems far away and distantly unconcerned about us. The truth about him is good news far better than most people imagine is possible. The revelation of Christ our righteousness discloses him as a Savior nigh at hand and not afar off.